Bolivian Cardinal Julio Terraza Sandoval, Archbishop of Santa Cruz de la Sierra, has appealed for people to take into account the concerns of the Tipnis indigenous communities who are currently marching on the capital La Paz to protest against government plans to erase more than 2,300 square miles of rainforest over two decades to build a highway. During his homily last Sunday, the 75-year-old cardinal said the issue at stake is not just the problem of a few, but of all members of society, and he called for greater understanding and charity, particularly in helping the poorest and most marginalised. Indigenous and environmentalist groups are on a 40-day, 846-kilometre march to protest the construction of a 300-kilometre highway aimed to connect Brazil to Pacific ports in Chile and Peru. Emer McCarthy spoke to Alejandro Bermudez, editor of the largest Catholic news agency in Spanish, ACI Prensa.
First, the march of the indigenous people has been surprising for many analysts and even for the President Evo Morales, because as you know, President Morales has been known for being someone to be extremely supportive of the indigenous people in Bolivia. But in this case, the coalition between the government and the indigenous people is because the government wants to develop some lands, especially to improve communications, by building major roads. But the constructions of those roads will basically go through a very important national park called Isidoro Secure. It's named upon a famous indigenous leader. So opposing those plans to build, several indigenous people have get together to march to the capital city of La Paz to request a complete change or even, if possible, abandonment of the plans. The most important church figure in Bolivia by far, which is Cardinal Julio Terrazas, which is the Archbishop of Santa Cruz, has said that obviously the church supports everything that means development in the country, which will bring justice and better living conditions. But at the same time, he has been supportive of these claims from the indigenous groups because he says whatever measure of development is taken, it has to be respecting the creation that God gave us. Those were his exact words on Sunday at his Sunday homily.
In general, the church in Bolivia, how supportive is it of the indigenous peoples? And what is their context? What is their situation currently?
Well, first, it is important to say that Bolivia has several different ethnic groups. Many people tend to think that Bolivia, being an Andean country, has basically one major Andean indigenous group. It does not. It has the mountainous area, then it has the very vast northern plateau next to the Lake Titicaca, and also has an extremely green, flat area on the west side of the country. So these are different native groups, and it is important to know also that the ones that are protesting here are mostly from the central area of the country. And the relationship, of course, between the church and the indigenous groups is basically of full identity, although the Catholic Church in Bolivia depends significantly from missionaries. There is a significant 40% of native priesthood that is actually native, so comes from all the different ethnic groups that are in Bolivia. So it's basically the same people. There is not a difference between the church leadership and indigenous people.
Now, looking at the socioeconomic situation, perhaps, of the Andean nation, it has been infamous, shall we say, perhaps that's not the correct term, but it has been well known as being one of the poorest nations in Latin America. Have we seen any improvement, given the fact that it is also paradoxically one of the most minerally rich nations in Latin America?
Well, basically, the aspects of distribution have improved under the government of Evo Morales. There is a distribution that has reached some very, very neglected social groups that have been whose situation has been improved. But the problem is that long term, there is a national debate about whether or not the policies of President Morales will be helpful for the development of the nation, because, as you say, indeed Bolivia is extremely rich in minerals. It's extremely promising in not only in the minerals that right now are raising in the market, like silver and gold, but also Bolivia has a reserve of the type of rare minerals that are required for a high technology production. So, but unfortunately, that type of industry, that type of mining requires the kind of investment that you will not find in the country. And this is a situation that is shared by Peru, by Ecuador, by other countries that do not have locally the kind of investment, either private or government, to tap to those resources. And obviously, unfortunately, most of the international capital see in President Morales' policy something that doesn't make it attractive to the investment. So right now, the situation in Bolivia is a kind of on a crossroads on where is it going to go.